never asked the unions to represent me. They are the ones who requested laws to give them the right to bargain on behalf of everyone.
Can a union not only force people to be members, but also spend their money on issue ads with which they disagree? The United States Supreme Court is going to take up that issue in its next term in Friedrichs versus the California Teachers Association. Rebecca Friedrichs is the lead plaintiff in that suit, and she joins Reason TV now. Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you describe the frustrations that bubbled forth into this lawsuit?
Sure. So my frustrations began before I was even a full-time teacher. I was a student teacher. And I was learning from an outstanding master teacher, but next door to us was a teacher who was, in my view, quite abusive with her students. She would grab them, sort of yank them over in line, yell at them. They were six years old, first graders. And so she just had this angry look on her face all the time, and these kids were terrified. I was 22 and I was terrified. So I asked my master teacher, what can we do about this? We need to let the school know that this is going on. And she sat me down and she said, Rebecca, today's the day you need to learn about teachers' unions and teacher tenure.
Oh boy.
So she said, you know, the district tries very hard to rid itself of these sorts of teachers who have become ineffective in the classroom, in this case abusive, but because of teacher tenure laws, they have a very difficult time ridding themselves of these teachers. So that day I decided I don't want to be part of anything that would bring harm to children in that way.
But do you have a choice of being part of that organization in California public school system?
Well, I have absolutely no choice, and it's very confusing because people are told that teachers can opt out. Well, we can opt out of a small portion of the dues, the overt political portion of the dues, which is about 35% of our $1,000 a year. The trouble is, that means we are no longer union members. So yes, I can opt out of membership, but I can't opt out of fees. So I pay what's called agency fees, which amount to about $650 a year in my district for a full-time teacher.
Uh-huh. And so what is the specific, this is a First Amendment challenge. What is the specific First Amendment claim here?
So we are arguing based on our First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and freedom of association. So all we're asking for, it's very simple. We're asking for teachers to be able to decide for ourselves without fear and without coercion whether or not to join or fund a union. It's that simple, something that the Supreme Court has allowed to most Americans, and they made this exception in the laws to create something called labor peace for the labor unions and for the government employee sector, but it's not very peaceful for those of us who are forced to fund it. So we're just arguing that it's time for individual rights to be placed above the rights of these powerful unions.
A lot of people are very upset about this lawsuit. They think you're going to defang all public sector unions in this country. What do you say to the people who, first, are scared about that, but second, say, hey, look, you're getting the benefits of the collective bargaining. Why shouldn't you pay for it? Mm-hmm.
Unions won't be destroyed. We think that should we win, unions could actually improve because they would be forced now to show their membership what they can do for the membership. In other words, they'd have to start serving those who are paying the bill. I never asked the unions to represent me. They are the ones who requested laws to give them the right to bargain on behalf of everyone. So I didn't ask for that, would be my first answer. My second answer would be, they continue to tell the American people that they are offering teachers and other public sector employees these great benefits, that we should pay for these great benefits. Well, it is my opinion and the opinion of many others that their supposed benefits are not worth the moral costs. Let me give you a couple examples. When my union goes to the legislature and they bargain for these Cadillac pension plans on my behalf at the expense of our national economy, at the expense of my community, I have a moral dilemma with that. I have a big problem with that. Now let's take it another step. They go, and the union goes, and they bargain for teacher tenure laws. And now they are protecting teachers who are no longer effective in the classroom, who maybe are abusive, like that teacher I witnessed, at the expense of vulnerable children who are supposed to be educated. That is a gigantic moral dilemma for me. So I say it's time to set aside this union name calling and all this fear mongering, and let's put America and her children first, and let's put the rights of individuals above the rights of these powerful unions.
There are 20 states or so that have these kinds of closed shop laws here. You have nine other teachers involved in
this?
Yes,
there are 10 of us total.
10 total.
All California teachers.
All California. What has been the response among your peers and colleagues? Have you gotten pushback from the unions? Do you get a lot of like quiet high fives under the table? What has been the response been like for you personally?
You named it. I get a ton of quiet high fives. I only get compliments in a dark room with the door closed. They make sure there's no one listening. Rebecca, thank you. We're so grateful to you. Thanks for standing up. We're afraid. That is what I hear probably 98% of the time.
Well, we will watch this with great interest. Rebecca Friedrichs, thank you very much for joining us. For Reason TV, I'm Matt Welch.